R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect support Lupus, radio blast ride. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute in they cool Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the side radio.
Hi, this is Portia Stewart with the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and you're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. I know you could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to hang out with your girl, and for that, I appreciate you. Hey, if you guys are on Instagram and Twitter, by all means, follow your girl at I Am Psy. Like the Psy Effect fan page on Facebook. Tonight's guest is Dawn Robinson, formerly of Lucy Pearl and En Vogue. And she stopped by the Psy Effect radio show to discuss what the heck happened with En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, as well as how did she become a cast member of the new hit VH1 show, R&B Divas LA. So don't go nowhere, because we'll be right back with the juiciness from Dawn Robinson right after this joint, Dance Tonight by Lucy Pearl. That was Lucy Pearl, Dance Tonight, off the Love and Basketball soundtrack. Do you guys remember the very first time you heard En Vogue? I know the first time I heard them, I was like, what? This is crazy. The acapella in the beginning of Hold On gave me chills. And never in my wildest dreams that I would have the opportunity to interview one of the members on the Psy Effect radio show. I mean, the universe is amazing, because you cannot tell me that I was not a fifth member of En Vogue. I am not the only one that ran out and got that little black dress that they had on in the video. Man, the baddest female group of all times, hands down. I dare you to dispute me. I dare you. Yeah, I'm cyberbullying right now. please give a warm welcome for the beautiful and talented
Miss Dawn Robinson. Welcome, Dawn, to Side Effect.
Thank you so much. What a welcome. Thank you. Goodness.
Man,
wow, what an honor.
I am honored.
Now, Dawn, you're on the new reality show, R&B Divas LA.
Yes.
Tell us. I love the show. Let me say that. I love the
very
show.
Very good. All good.
I love how you guys are interacting so far. Tell us how you became a part of the show, how you became a cast member.
Well, I was coming out of Fat Burger. I was getting in my car, yes. I was getting my turkey burger and fries just about to eat because I was going to an interview. To a meeting, and I didn't have time to go home and eat this. So I was like eating in my car real fast, and I was going to drive over to the meeting, and this guy pulled up next to me and rolled his window down, his passenger window down, and said, "Oh my God, he's stopping traffic behind him. Oh my God, you don't know this is going to be involved." I said, "I know it." And he said, I would love for you to do the show. And I said, "Okay." And he got out of his car and, gave me his number, and I said, "Well, I'm not into reality shows. I don't know about that." And you're talking about LA Divas. Atlanta Divas. And I said, "That would mean that I have to relocate. And right now, I'm working on a project with Maxine, so I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to relocate, and I want to represent for LA." He said, "Well, I got a project for LA too coming up." So 8 months later, he hits me back and says, "I want you to do the show for LA." And I said, "You know what? Let me pray on it, because I always do. I usually pray on stuff, and I talked to my mom, and the answer was do it, you know, just go." I think a lot of the fear that artists have about reality shows is that your image is not your own. You can say one thing, but they can edit it a whole different way. And so your life is pretty much in their hands, and it's frustrating because I like to control my career for the most part, and both controlled what we did. And Lucy Pearl was the same way. So now you got a reality show where your image is anything, and it can be messy. I don't like that, because you react to one thing on camera, but then your face shows a totally different thing from another reaction on another day. It's like, oh no. So I was a little apprehensive. I was very, very apprehensive, actually. And I decided to do it.
That story is hilarious, because I remember you stating on the premiere of R&B Divas LA how you were approached to become a member of En Vogue. So this is kind of like the norm for you to be approached by people.
Exactly, sir. People just coming out of nowhere like, "Hey, welcome to this. Who are you? Okay, cool. That sounds fun." And I'm glad I took the guy up on the offer to go to the audition, because it was real. I mean, you know, people approach us all the time, just as girls. Guys try to pick up lines and all that stuff. And I was like, "Look, I live at home with my parents, so if you're willing to come over there and listen to me sing." And he said, "Sure." He came over the next day. I was like, "Yes, you're going to the audition this weekend." So that Saturday I was there. Thank God. Yeah, I'm like, again, 22,000 people at a concert, half of which are women, if not more. And he asked me, so that's no coincidence. God knew what he was doing, and I appreciate it, yeah.
The universe is amazing. I keep telling
I'm
people
telling
that.
I'm telling you. Know it. Yes, right on. You know it.
Now, you mentioned that you weren't really a fan of reality shows prior to being a cast member on this one, but did you get a sneak preview of R&B Divas Atlanta to kind of see, you know, the flow of things?
Yeah, and one of the things, I gotta just be honest, I saw that and I thought, why do we have to be with black women with each other? Why do we have to be so catty and messy? I just, I called Maxine, because like I said, I was working on a project with her, and I called her and I said, "Max, this is just awful. It's sad that we are R&B divas, that we, in Vogue, created the word." You know, the word was created actually before us, but as far as the opposite world was concerned, but we brought out Funky Divas in 1991. That was our second album, so we've been hearing Divas forever. But that was in it. I'm like, if you're gonna use the name Diva, use it wisely and be proud of what we portray with each other, because we have to uphold each other and uplift each other. And I just didn't understand why the cattiness was there. So that was another reason that I was a little afraid. You know, I just thought, the Braxtons, of course, because they're sisters, they argue normal arguments, which is what families do. But people understand that when you argue, the next day you still love each other. With us, because we don't know each other and we're just strangers coming together at work, when people see us argue on camera, they're like, oh, that was real. She was in her face. And I'm like, no, but I don't know. I'd rather not be drama, because I didn't grow up like that. I really didn't. I mean, of course you have disagreements, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
But you resolve it, and you love each other anyway. My mom's not going to hate me because we have a disagreement with each other.
Right.
And she's not going to get in my
right.
face and try to fight me either. You know what I mean? My sister and I, my real sister. So even within Vogue, we had disagreements and things that I didn't like. And sometimes they would almost just go to Vogue, but we would resolve them and try to work them out for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
When I saw it, I just thought, oh, ladies, come on now. You're such beautiful women. Why can't, and you know, this is one of the things that I was sold on to do the show. This is the guy that saw me outside Fatburger said, I want it to be like a Waiting to Exhale situation. Yeah, so midway through, I was like, this is not Waiting to Exhale, because I don't remember any of the women. Whitney never turned on Loretta Devine, and Angela Bassett never turned on Whitney. I mean, come on. It was
right,
beautiful.
Right.
These women supported each other. If she wanted to burn her husband's clothes, they all came over to burn the husband's clothes. You know, it's like,
right.
And not that that was right, but I'm just saying, as black women, we have to do better. And so
mm-hmm.
I just thought, okay, if I do this, I'm only doing it with the contingency that this is a positive show.
Right.
Of course, the one that's going to be that. We don't want to do messy. We don't do catty. Blah, okay. Things change, and I was very disappointed about a certain amount of things I can't talk about, but sad. It's just sad. It was sad.
What can we expect from Dawn Robinson and the cast members of R&B Divas?
Well, I can't speak for everybody because we don't film with each other every single time someone films. So I can just speak for me that I reveal about a lot about what happened with Vogue because a lot of people don't know. So every time I sit down for an interview, they'd ask me what happened.
Right.
And of course, during the show, I'm telling it what happened, what I lived, what went on in this group. Not to put the girls on blast,
mm-hmm.
but just to tell the truth of what happened, what went down. So that there's other young women who are putting together a girl group right now, and they see this situation going in the same direction. They know how to resolve it. You know, one thing is big on communication. You know, we didn't
mm-hmm.
communicate. So with Terry dating one of the producers from the very beginning, that kind of threw us off. And
yeah,
it started from there, but I got the blame for it because it was easier for all three of them to blame one person because I left. I was like, look, if I'm going to make 2 pennies per record, and be broke and be, I can do bad all by myself, as the saying goes. So I left that situation, and of course they blamed me.
Right.
Look, how can we resolve this situation? Because everybody else is making millions, and the lion's share of the work is being done by us four.
And that's usually what happens in a girl group. Someone ends up dating the producer and getting a little bit more privileges. Same thing happened with Escape and Candy. And, you
yeah.
know, Latasha Scott and other girls, the same kind of thing happened with them. But,
right.
I remember you mentioning on the show that, you know, the main reason you left En Vogue was because the money was looking funny. But what happened with Lucy Pearl? I love
same thing
guys.
With Lucy Pearl. Same thing with Lucy Pearl. I unfortunately knew Raphael when we were kids. He played in my band when I was 16. I had a band. And he would play sitting down on a chair because he was nervous, and I would play with my back to the audience because I was nervous. So we were kids, and I just trusted too much. I didn't look at the contract as closely as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
So that situation was a little bit different, but still, you know, I was like Raphael when we were in Amsterdam midway through that record, that Lucy Pearl record. I said, Raphael, you're winning right now. You are one of very few producers that are actually only a label owner with an artist that's doing really well. I mean, let's just
mm-hmm.
keep this going. Why can't you see that this is like something that you're successful at and that we can keep this whole thing going? It was only supposed to be a one-off anyway. It wasn't supposed to be a long-term situation. It was only literally one album. That's what we agreed on.
Okay.
So that's what we did. But, you know, when things started falling apart, I'm like, Raphael, don't let this go. You got a great thing, and I have faith in you. I'm here. I mean, I'm in London with no money. You know, I have nothing. It's not like you're a major label with a lot of money. I knew that you
right.
didn't have when I signed on with you. At the same time, you're not making sure that this is a successful situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it fell apart. I think egos got in the way. I remember we were at the Sprite, it was like a radio function for Sprite. for the Billboard Awards, during the Billboard Awards. And one of the, I want to say Lee Bailey, walked up to us to do an interview, and he kind of squeezed in, an older gentleman. He kind of squeezed between me and Raphael. We were just standing there waiting for our next interview. And he just squeezed his way in, and he carries his own little tape recorder around, so he squeezed his way in. You know, Raphael was like, "Excuse me?" And he said, "Well, everybody wants to stand next to Don Robinson, you know, just a kind older man." And Raphael said, good. He said the F-bomb and walked away. And I was like, I looked at Ali, and Ali looked at me like, "Oh, that's it. We're done."
Wow.
Because when people get that kind of reputation and that silliness comes out, it's like, whoa. That really felt like, okay, you just destroyed everything we're trying to build. But you can see the jealousy slightly there. And I was like, "Raphael, I'm here. I'm down. I know you don't have a lot of money, but I believe in you. I believe in Lucy Pearl. I love the album we just put together. So let's just make this work." So, of course, you got two groups, and each one of them didn't work. It's like, Dawn's the problem. So, you know, I'm not going to try to, because I can't, try to defend myself. I would never do that.
Right.
It is what it is, and it was what it was. Unfortunately, two wonderful groups, and I tried to make sure we, you know, like I said, everybody else is making money. Let's do the same. Why can't it all just be as rich as everyone else around us? It made no sense to me. Yeah.
Would you do another group?
No.
No?
I had my share. I mean, why, it's like, you know, when you graduate from one thing, it's like going back to high school when you're in college. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I've learned and I've done it, and it was great for both situations. I had a good time. And no, actually, technically, I am doing another group with doing R&B Divas. Although we're not recording together, we still had to work things out together. And then I saw that go awry in the end, so I just got disappointed, you know, very disappointed. I just thought, okay, God keeps telling you need to be on your own, and you keep running back to these group situations, but I'm grateful because R&B Divas puts me in front of an audience that doesn't know En Vogue or Lucy Pearl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So he got the good and the bad, and I'm just grateful for everything that's happening. And yeah, it's okay. It's all good. It really is a blessing.
I have some fan mail / questions from you. I posted on the Side Effect fan page on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter that you're going to be on the show, and I allow people to post questions. And Gary from Instagram, girl, he proposed, and he posted a ring and everything.
Shut up. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
Gary.
God. Hey, I'm sorry.
I said, "Gary, I think she's very married." He said, "Well, a brother can try, right?"
I'm not married, actually, but Gary, that was very sweet. I am in a relationship, but that was really sweet. Wow, you got guts. Wow.
Yeah. Girl, you know how they are in cyber world. They get those big cohesions.
They get that courage, exactly. They do. A lot of people, it's kind of sad, too, I got to say, you know, doing... because when we first started, of course, when En Vogue first started, there was no internet, there was no social networks and all that stuff. So now it's like, wow, you guys are really that angry behind the computer? Because in my face, you may not say the same thing. You may say it a lot nicer. But you don't have to be like, death threats. I've got death threats because of En Vogue, like crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Dawn, who bears the same name as you, Dawn.
Yay.
Dawn, the self-esteem queen from Instagram, and she has a message for you, and I quote, "I absolutely love her."
Okay.
And how does it feel to still be loved after all of these years, Dawn?
It is truly amazing, and I say this with all seriousness, because to have any kind of longevity in this business that changed so quickly, that I can't even keep, like, even within my group, it's like Cindy and Terry always have different members. Every week there's someone new, and I'm like, okay, is that you? Who's that? Wait a minute, where's that girl? Where's Terry? I can't, you know, so it changes very rapidly, and to have fans that are still in love with us and love our music and have this legacy after all these years is amazing. It really just is. I can't even, I have to say I'm grateful.
I have one last question from Facebook from a fan of yours, Lenny Benson. He would like to know, what do you think about the state of the music industry today?
You know, I think it's like anything else. It goes around in circles, and it goes around and comes back full circle, I should say. So, you know, one minute you got a certain type of music, then you got something else new. I mean, things change so quickly, and it's no different than in our industry. I mean, music isn't what it was back in the 70s, but nothing is. Our clothes have changed. Everything changes. So
yes.
We got to keep up with the times. You know, it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good stuff in the industry. I love, oh boy, there's so many great artists out right now. But I love a lot of what's happening, and then I can't understand some of the other stuff. So I'm just like, okay, it's not for me, you know.
Right,
you gravitate
right.
towards what you like, and then you let everything else go. And hopefully you will have another Stevie Wonder and another Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's no bands right now like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Or, you know, Mint Condition has been around forever, so they'll never... They just stick together. Yeah, amazing. And
yes.
real music, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it revolves. It's like a revolving door.
What can we expect from you in the future, and what should we look out for? New music? Are you acting?
No music. I have music already. I just have to get... I'm meeting with labels, record labels, and...
Okay.
A couple of conversations are being had. Yes, I'm so grateful. I really am. A couple of conversations that we're having about, you know, what's out there and what's to be done, and what I'm looking for, you know, because I've been there, done that. It's like I'm not going in again as a new artist. I'm coming in as a veteran who has done it and been there, and I'm not coming in to sign as an artist. I'm coming in with a label of my own.
Mm-hmm.
I want
good
to
for you.
Thank you.
Can you share the best advice you were given?
Oh, what did I say? A serious question. I got it. Well, okay. Gladys Knight, I'd say we were just out maybe... Our album was out maybe 7 months. We were brand spanking new, just babies in the industry. And Gladys and I told us, you know, because Cindy was asking her, how do you do something? Kind of like, how do you, spread yourself out through this industry and get business done and be a mom and all of that stuff? And she said, you got to wear every hat. When you're a woman in this industry, it's totally different than a man in this industry, because mom will stay home with babies while her husband goes out and he's on the road. But with us, because we are mom, we have to wear that hat too. So you take them babies, you put them under your arm, you take them on the stage with you, you take them backstage, and they will help you raise your children on the road, and they'll get to see the world where they wouldn't see it had they gone to a normal school and just stayed in one place. So, and she said, and you have to be a businesswoman, you have to be an artist, of course, and all that stuff goes together. But you got to do it. You got to make it work, because that's just what mommies do. That's what moms
mm-hmm.
do. I was like, okay, Miss Gladys, thank you for that. You know, this is someone who had done it by then.
Right.
Had been doing it for, what, 22 years, 25 years? We had just come out. So, yeah, come on.
Great advice. Dawn, how can everybody connect with you on Cyberworld to keep up with what you're doing and what's going on and when you release the music?
I'm on Twitter every day. And it's Dawn Robinson _ for Twitter. Facebook, I'm on Facebook as well. And then I also have a website, but I haven't developed it yet. So when I do, I'll let everybody know on Twitter. That's my connection to everybody. And I talk to everybody. It really is me. I don't have handlers or anything.
Oh, yet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be getting busier.
Wait, the day that the show premiered on the air on TV, I was like, okay, I can't keep up with this. And I was like, Mom, can you please help me? So now I can't know what to say to these people. I said, Mom, okay. So I had to handle it. And like 3 days later, I was still answering messages like, you guys, I'm so sorry. I know it's 3 days later, but thank you. Yeah.
Dawn, it was a pleasure to have this moment with you.
Yes, you too. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you. It was an honor. And I wish you much, much success in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's a blessing in itself, just saying that. We speak power over each other when we speak kind words. So thank
you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for tuning into the Side Effect Radio Show. I do hope you enjoyed the show tonight with my guest, Miss Dawn Robinson. Follow her on Twitter, Dawn Robinson_. That's at Dawn Robinson_. And also follow your girl at IamSai on Twitter and Instagram. And if you're on Facebook, please like the Psy Effect fan page on Facebook under the Psy Effect. I'm also on iTunes, so you can download iTunes, the Psy Effect, and take us everywhere you go. Until next time, continue to spread peace, love, and good music. Mwah.